Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, all you goobers out there. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Here are the rules of engagement for the program. Now, come on, write these down. You should know them by now, but, you know, write them down maybe. So that, you know, when you die, your family's digging through your papers and they find rules of engagement. They're going, like, what the hell is this? So first and foremost, if you want to interact, engage with the program, the easiest way to do that is to send me a text message, an SMS, a text message. And the number to do that is 33103, 33103. So that's what you type in as the phone number. And then in the message box, you start the message with the word Mike or Michael, and you tell me anything, you ask me anything. And I read all text messages. I don't respond to all of them, but I read every single one. I read them all the time, and you can send them anytime, whether you're listening live, podcast, whether it's live or Memrex. You can do it anytime you want to. So that's the first thing you do. You can always email me, too, if you want to, michaelbrown@iheartmedia.com, michaelbrown@iheartmedia.com. And then I want you to go to this website. The website is michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com. When you get to that website, you'll find a how to listen, which lists all of the affiliates around the country, when they air the program live, when they repeat the program. Then you'll also see over there all the social media icons, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And I really would appreciate it if you would follow me on social media. Twitter is at Michael Brown USA. Facebook and Instagram are at Michael D. Brown. I would just mention, too, on Facebook, there's a small private group called Michael Brown Unplugged, where all you goobers can kind of gather together and kind of, you know, get in a box and talk about whatever you want to talk about. And you just make a request to join that group, and I go in there, and I, you know, unless you are an anti-goober, I won't let you in. But otherwise, if you're a good goober, you can get in there. So let's get started. I got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about today. But before I do, I want to recognize that today, February 17, 2024, is the day that Rush Limbaugh died. And I remember that day. It's kind of odd, this, you know, significant days that you remember. I remember the Beatles' appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show. I remember, you know, the landing on the moon in 1969. Obviously, I remember things like 9/11. I remember the day Kennedy was shot as a kid in grade school. And I remember the day that Rush Limbaugh died. Why? I don't, why would I remember that? Because, quite frankly, I can remember the first day I heard Rush Limbaugh, August 1, 1988. I was running for the United States Congress, and I was driving through western Oklahoma, and I was going from, you know, town to town and, you know, meeting voters and stuff, and I was dialing up and down the radio for all you, you know, young whippersnappers. We actually had radios in cars at that time, and you would push buttons or you would turn the dial, and you'd try to find a radio station. I'm trying to find something. And I find a station that is carrying this guy. I don't even remember what he was talking about. But however he was talking, it caught my attention. And I started listening. And damn it if I wasn't hooked. This guy was entertaining, hilarious, funny, serious. Everything that makes a quintessential good talk show host. And I was hooked from day one. And then I learned, obviously, about his cancer, and I was such a Rush fan that even when I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, if I happened to be in the car when he came on air, I would tell my security detail to turn on Rush so I could hear what Rush was saying. Or if I was having lunch by myself, this was later on when you had the iHeartRadio app or you had some other way to listen, I might listen to my earbuds while I was eating lunch by myself. I listened as much as I could. And the day that he died, I had started doing morning drive. So, that's right. It's been about 3 or 4 years ago. So I was not usually able to hear him live, But that particular morning, because I would get off work on my weekday program, which, by the way, you can get to by subscribing to my podcast, which is The Situation with Michael Brown. That gets you all the weekday program and the weekend program. So you go search for that, The Situation with Michael Brown, and you hit the subscribe button, and boom, you got all of me that you can have on podcast. But I had jumped in the car, was headed home to go walk the dogs, and they started Rush's intro music. And then Catherine Limbaugh came on, and the minute Catherine Limbaugh started speaking, I knew, oh, Rush had died overnight. I want to play a couple of sound bites for you, because not only was Rush impactful, I think, in terms of American culture, he saved AM radio. I think he established conservative talk radio as one of the most effective ways for conservatives / libertarians, all of us who are center-right on the political spectrum, to learn, and he embodied, and it's kind of ironic because I talked earlier this week about Andrew Breitbart. Because Andrew Breitbart had an enormous influence on me. Because Andrew Breitbart, and quite frankly, Rush Limbaugh, during Hurricane Katrina and afterwards, Breitbart was one of the first people to step up and defend me from all of the narrative that the dominant media, the cabal, was using to attack me in order to attack George Bush, in order to attack Republicans in general. And Andrew was known as the Happy Warrior. The Happy Warrior because which I try to do. I know I get wound up about stuff a lot, but I try to laugh about things. I try to present things in a sarcastic, humorous, funny way. I think that's a good way for people to learn. You learn something more so when you are laughing about something than you do when you're angry about something. And Limbaugh and Andrew Breitbart both taught me that and were enormous influences on my life. Limbaugh, I think, was an enormous influence on my career. He had nothing to do with my career in terms of getting me a job or doing anything else. But he did teach me this, which I shouldn't say he taught me this. He reinforced this. Always be yourself. Always be true to yourself. And I think that's why for the almost getting in my second decade of being an on-air host, I tried to emulate that. Be honest. Be yourself. Laugh at yourself. Use self-deprecating humor. Don't try to use it. Just let it come naturally. And get the audience engaged by making them think. Laugh and think. Get mad and think, but whatever, get the audience to think. And so that's me. And I think that's why in this Denver market, where I broadcast the weekend program from, on a few, slightly fewer than a trillion stations across the country, I think that's why it's been successful. Because I don't try to be anything other than just what I am. So in honor of Rush Limbaugh, and this anniversary of his passing, when we get back, there are two, maybe three times, maybe more than that, but there are two or three times that I know of that Rush Limbaugh talked about me on his program. And I want you to hear those. I want you to hear them. I want you to hear them because they're incredibly, incredibly meaningful to me, and there's something about what he says that is a lesson for all of us. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Rush Limbaugh, February 17, 2021. I've been buying gold as an investment and for protection of my assets for decades. And with volatility everywhere you look, I'm buying more gold right now. Global Gold Investments has an absolutely free gold guide that I want you to read. It's a great guide for buying gold, including how to convert your IRA or savings to a gold IRA tax and penalty free. Global Gold Investments is my source for buying gold and silver. Give them a call at 855-910-GOLD, or better yet, go online, michaelbrowngold.com. That's michaelbrowngold.com.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. This invisible threat is house stealing. Con artists pick a house. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO, and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to Reach with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. That's the word Mike or Michael. The number is 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. That way you get everything you need to know. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Search for, in your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown and hit that subscribe button. So remembering today, because today is the, Rush died on this day in 2021. I remember walking the dogs and hearing Catherine Limbaugh come on that morning, and I knew instantly that Rush had passed away. And before I play these sound bites for you, I just want to say, to those of you who have already sent text messages in, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, as Elvis would say. Can't do an Elvis impersonation. But for me, Rush was an influence helping me to understand that all of this stuff going on around us in terms of what we think is, well, I would put it today that it is this huge push for the fundamental transformation of the country. But serving as the Undersecretary of Homeland Security and serving the President of the United States of America was one of the greatest highlights of my life, right up there with my marriage and birth of my children and my grandchildren, all those things that we see as important aspects of our lives. And during Katrina, and shortly after Katrina, there was, as I learned the hard way about how the cabal operates. And there was a time when I remember doing a series of interviews in the midst of that disaster, in which I had to go into a very small trailer in which they had set up a single camera operated remotely. And then it's one of these things where the networks and the cable channels just go, you know, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. And it's just one interview after another. But I was sitting in that little trailer because there's only space for me. It was a tiny, I don't know if it was a trailer or what, but just a tiny little room. And I'd done two or three interviews, and then up came Ted Koppel from ABC News. And he was the next in line. And Ted had asked me a question, and because I was operating on virtually no sleep, I gave an answer which, in another context, was a correct answer. He had asked me how long we had known about the New Orleans Superdome, which was not the Superdome, but the convention center, which was a place where people escaped to that had been locked up, closed down, and was not, as Mayor Nagin called it, a shelter of last resort. And I had replied something about, we just learned about it yesterday. Well, actually, in terms of when that interview was taking place, we had learned about it like 48 hours earlier. But because I hadn't slept, and because I was just thinking in terms of just this straight chronological timeline, we just learned about it. And oh man, they just came crashing down on me for that stupid answer. In fact, when I left that trailer, my press secretary said, we tried to get in so we could hand you a note that you were actually saying the wrong thing. We had known about it for 2 days, but you kept saying we just learned about it yesterday. And I was so mad. I started kicking the trailer. So angry. I mean, I was really angry kicking on this trailer. And my security detail came over and grabbed me and pulled me away from the trailer saying, you know, there are people still in there doing interviews and you need to, you know, we need to get you away from there. Rush mentioned that. And the way he mentioned it, in hindsight, I find it to be kind of funny in a way. But he's right. He was absolutely right about what he said. This is July 10, 2014, almost 10 years ago. And that would be 2005. That would be almost, 2005, that would be 9 years after Katrina?
Neil Cavuto yesterday afternoon on Fox News.
I want to do a different one. Hang on 1 second. Let me find the one that I actually do want to play. This is...
Folks, there's another thing, and I challenge anybody to independently verify this. The FEMA U.S. government response to Katrina was one of the most massive, one of the fastest, and one of the most effective emergency responses in our history. Go independently verify that.
And he's right about that. It's been independently verified. Indeed, it was the most massive deployment logistical operation that we've ever undertaken.
If you doubt me. I imagine even some of you in the audience who would call yourselves conservative Republicans say, Rush, be careful that you know that's not true. And you probably think it's not true because you believe It's been stated for so long. It's been the conventional wisdom for so long that the post-Katrina response was a disaster, and it wasn't. It was government behaving actually as well as it can in one of the acknowledged roles that government, when done right, may be best at, this kind of massive mobilization of resources to be able to. I'll tell you this. The post-Katrina response was far more massive, far more sensible, far more effective than what is being done at the border today to handle this humanitarian crisis. The FEMA response post-Katrina was far better and more effective and more efficient than anything that's happened during the Obama years. But I know that you don't believe that. And I know you think I'm unshaky saying it. But it is the truth. The reason you don't believe it is because they were able to demonize the FEMA director at the time, a guy named Brown, Mike Brown, who did say something stupid.
Yeah, boy did I ever. And my staff chewed me out for it. But the point is, Rush is absolutely correct about this.
When asked a question, all it took was one stupid answer to a question, and they were able to create a narrative that the entire Bush administration was stupid and incompetent and ineffective, and that the whole response to Katrina was an outrage, and that there practically wasn't one. And, folks, it just isn't the case. And I remember at the time, and I don't want to re-prosecute this case, but I remember at the time the real ineffective, dumb, stupid, incompetent response came from the governor's office in Louisiana and the mayor's office in New Orleans. School bus Nagin and Kathleen, whatever her name was. Blanca, all right? Blanco. Righto. It just, whatever. Those were the people that really screwed up, and they were closest to the local level. I mean, School Bus Nagin got the nickname School Bus because he left all the school buses to get flooded instead of using them for evacuation efforts.
Neil Cavuto yesterday afternoon on Fox News Channel.
Yeah, no, we're going to save that one for next. I find that hilarious. Here's a guy who actually is pointing out that, yeah, this indeed was the most massive response ever. And Brown said something stupid. And they were able to develop a narrative. And that narrative is what stuck. And to this day, even to this day, that narrative still sticks in some corners. Now, in some liberal corners, that narrative's gone away, which is even more fascinating to me, that some have seen the light and said, oh, no, maybe we were wrong about that. Text the word Michael to 33103. Rush, next.
Suggests there's a shadow candidate running for president of the United States. It's not Joe Biden. It's not Donald Trump. No one is talking about this third candidate yet. But based on this candidate's track record, their victory could mean sweeping changes to your way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Many conservatives will be shocked when this politician enters the race. Who is this shadow candidate? And how could they transform America? A respected money manager from Palm Beach just shared the details in a free video that's going viral online right now. In the video, he reveals the identity of this shadow candidate, the big election twist that could happen by August 19th, and the five steps you should take to prepare. Be advised, this man's election forecast is controversial, but it's a real eye-opener, and you can watch it for free right now by going to electiontwist3.com. Again, that's electiontwist3.com. electiontwist3.com, sponsored by the Freeport Society.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, and I really appreciate you doing that. We're remembering the anniversary of the death of Rush Limbaugh today. And it's amazing. And by the way, I continue to say thank you for the text messages. Never expected to hear that from many of you, and I really do appreciate it. I'm talking about Rush talking about me, because for me anyway, for Rush to mention me on the air and for Rush to talk about me the way that he did was, for a talk show host, was like, oh my gosh, that's one of the greatest things that could ever happen. I admired him and respected him so much, not just for, Andrew Breitbart obviously passed away before Rush did. But Andrew Breitbart and Rush Limbaugh personify that happy warrior that we really need. I mean, you think about, there are a couple of stories that I'm going to get to that when you think about just how stupid they are, you have to laugh. And sometimes the best way to put somebody and some stupid idea in its place is to laugh at it. And that's what Rush and Breitbart were able to get us to do. To laugh at the stupidity around us. The dumbassery, as I call it. And so when I was recognized by Rush for recognizing something that he had talked about for a talk show host, that was a great honor. A great honor. One more clip from Rush. You may or may not have heard this before, but, you know, Rush had, well, I'll let him explain it himself.
Neil Cavuto yesterday afternoon on Fox News Channel, and he spoke with Mike Brown, the former FEMA director, and in talking about the immigration crisis southern border. Brown had a good point, by the way, but I want to see if you pick something up.
You know, let me just stop for a moment. Isn't it fascinating and simultaneously disgusting that after all these years that we're still talking about the border? It should be evidence that both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats alike, have no freaking incentive or plan whatsoever to fix the border. Now, it may finally get so bad, you know, it may finally get so bad that they're going to do something about it. But no, here we are listening to Rush talk about this. And I think this one is, I think this particular soundbite is about 10 years old. So 10 years ago, talking about the same damn thing.
Channel, and he spoke with Mike Brown, the former FEMA director. And in talking about the immigration crisis southern border, Brown had a good point, by the way. But I want to see if you pick something up in this bite. Neil Cavuto said, there are a lot of differences, but the one commonality, when you get to the scene of the incident, and President Bush was criticized for getting to Katrina too late, this president for not getting to the border at all. So, Brownie, which is worse, Bush getting to the scene too late or Obama not even going?
During Katrina, you had a focal point. You had the New Orleans Superdome, and that focal point allowed the media to really focus on what was going on in that natural disaster. What you don't have in the border issue is the focal point. The media hasn't been able to get in, so there's no focal point for anybody to focus on. So the American public doesn't get that this humanitarian crisis is as bad as the natural disaster in Katrina. But the president's not going to go because this really fits the Limbaugh theorem, that he uses the words, that he's involved, he's paying attention, his staff is briefing him, but he's not going to go because he doesn't want a photo op.
Did you catch that, folks? Did you catch former FEMA director Brownie referred to the Limbaugh theorem to explain what Obama is doing vis-a-vis this humanitarian crisis? And he's right on the money. He understands the Limbaugh theorem. I'm so thrilled. I'm so excited when somebody outside this universe understands, and he gets it. And, you know, that's also a good point. In addition to, and there's another point I want to make here, too, because I think this is important. Whenever there is a crisis involving children, the Democrat Party can't wait to show it to you. They put the children all over television. They give us all the details about their plight and their story. And there's none of that here. And I was joking the other day about a telethon. Where's the telethon? Where's the hashtag? And the truth of the matter is there will never be a telethon. Because if you do a telethon, if you're going to do a Sally Struthers type, you got to give the backstory. You have to explain who these kids are, how they happened to get here, what in the world is going on. And there's nobody on the left that wants to go there. In fact, it's just the opposite. They're doing everything they can to prevent the story from being told. They don't want anybody to even take a picture of these kids and the others that are immigrating illegally. They don't allow cameras in. They're not allowing the media in. This is one of the first Democrat Party programs for the children where they do not and will not allow anybody to see a single photo. The party that lives and dies by photo ops. No photo. Zilch. Zero. Nada. And it's the first time that I can recall where, and this is a political event. Do not doubt that this is an event being politicized by the Democrats. Don't doubt that. And yet, they don't want any media. They don't want any pictures. They don't want the backstory. And Brownie here has a really good point. With Hurricane Katrina, there was a focal point. It wasn't just the Superdome. You could put Shepard Smith and, Anderson Cooper side by side on a little bridge overlooking any part of New Orleans, and you had a focal point. You could have a media person in a little rowboat stationed outside the house of Congressman William Jefferson, Democrat, Louisiana. And you could hide and wait for him to show up after he had commandeered a rescue boat to go get $90,000 in cash that he had hidden in his freezer. I mean, it was all happening right there. But in this case, they won't let the media anywhere where they can get a picture, any picture of what's going on here. And I guarantee you that does lessen the impact of this. Neil Cavuto yesterday afternoon on Fox News Channel.
I'm disgusted. I have to laugh because he mentions Congressman William Jefferson of Louisiana. Because he's a former congressman. He's since been convicted of all sorts of bribery charges. As a lot of the politicians in Louisiana were. Mayor Nagin spent time in federal prison. But I laughed about that one in particular because the backstory on that is Congressman Jefferson came to me and told me that he could he have some National Guard troops take a Humvee and take him to check his house. And I was a little hesitant to do so because, I mean, I'm conflicted between it's a U.S. congressman, it's his district, it's his, you know, the disaster is around there. But I don't want to take any personnel or any equipment away from doing what they should be doing of helping the citizens in New Orleans. So I tell my staff, look, find one that's not being used right now and find me a couple of guardsmen and put them in the Humvee and get them in there and out of there as quickly as we can. Well, turns out, you know what he wanted? Do you know what this dumbass congressman was doing? He wanted to get to his house. Because he had, you cannot make this up. He wanted to get to his house because he had cash wrapped in cellophane like Tony Soprano hidden in the freezer. And he wanted to get the cash out. So these poor National Guardsmen drive him through floodwaters to get to his house. And then he apparently takes, you know, a bunch of duffel bags and puts the money back in the duffel bags and then hauls it back out of there. That's what Rush was referring to. My God. The other point that I think is great is, and I think Rush would be so happy about this today, Bill Malusion. I want to give a shout out to Bill Malusion. I don't know Bill personally, but he is the intrepid Fox News reporter that did the one thing that Rush was complaining about with the border some 10 years ago. And that was the media was not covering what was happening. And now, because of Bill Malusion using drones and everything else, we see the border crisis. We see the flood of illegal aliens coming. And now, nobody can ignore it. And the cabal has been forced to start covering everything going on down there. It's amazing, absolutely amazing, how when you do what I said in that clip that Rush played, that if you have a focal point, if you can get the cabal, or if you can get even like conservative talk radio or Fox News or Newsmax or OAN or any of the conservative outlets, including the freelancers, to start covering an issue, It'll grow, and pretty soon, you can't ignore it. Yeah. Speaking of children,
There's a story out of Colorado that really kind of calls into questioning parenting skills. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Be sure and get to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. And you can also follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All of those icons are at michaelsaysgohere.com. Twitter at Michael Brown USA. Facebook and Instagram at Michael D. Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DINOVITE.
Hello, America. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you don't have Consumer Cellular yet, now is the perfect time to switch and save. For a limited time, new customers can get wireless service for as low as $15 a month for your first year. Yep, the same exact nationwide coverage as the leading carriers for $15 a month for an entire year. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com and use code RADIO15.
See ConsumerCellular.com/FirstYear15 for promotional details.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to the weekend. It's Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. And by the way, happy President's Day weekend, too. You know, the day where we honor Washington and Lincoln, but not on their birthday. We just do it, always do it on a Monday so we can make sure we have a three-day weekend. I'm not complaining. Don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining. I just love how we, decades ago, decided that, hey, we all want a three-day weekend, so let's celebrate somebody's birthday. And let's make up another holiday. Let's do this, let's do that, so we have a three-day weekend. I say we just go full France. Everybody with me, raise their hand. I think we go full France, and I think we ought to just have every Monday or every Friday, I don't care, pick one or the other, every weekend ought to be a three-day weekend. Now, it won't be for me, because I want to be here, but I say, you know what? Do it. Let's go full bore socialist like we are in Colorado. This story reminds me of Bloomberg trying to – remember when Bloomberg wanted to reduce the size of the cups that you could go into a convenience store or a bodega and you couldn't buy a 32 or 44-ounce, you know, fountain drink, soft drink, Diet Coke, whatever you wanted to drink? No, you couldn't do that. And I always found it fascinating because, okay, I can't buy a 44-ounce, but I can buy two 20-ounces or two 22-ounces. I can't get a 32-ounce, but I can get two 16-ounces. I mean, it was insane, utterly insane. But guess what? In Boulder County, Colorado, it's even worse. I know you're thinking to yourself, how can it be worse, Michael? Because this isn't government. Oh, no, baby. No. We're not talking government here. Now, the Boulder County Health Department is commending, praising, and singing the hallelujah chorus because 16 locally owned restaurants. There's a suburb of Denver called Louisville. No, it's not like Louisville, Kentucky. This is Louisville. Spelled the same way but pronounced differently. Louisville. You know, just to tick off the people in Colorado listening in Louisville, I think I'll refer to it as Louisville, just to irritate them. I like to irritate people. What are they doing? Well, reducing sugary drinks is indeed a strategic priority for the Boulder County Board of Health. You go to their website and it says this, removing sugary drinks from kids' menus is a simple, common sense way to reduce the number of sugary drinks consumed by Louisville's young people. That's from a press release celebrating this announcement. Can I reword that press release for you? May I, please? Thank you. How about if it said, having parents not let their kids drink sugary drinks off a menu is the simple, common way, actual way we should do parenting to reduce the number of sugary drinks consumed by children of parents that are at the restaurant. I know it's a little more convoluted, so it's a little longer, but isn't that what it should really say? Oh, my gosh. The Board of Health in Boulder County, Colorado, noted that from 2012 to 2017. Now, I'm always curious about how did we pick those years? Why those 5 years? Why not 2013 to 2018? Why not just 2000 period or 2010 to 2015? Why those 5 years? The board noted that data from those 5 years showed the percentage of Boulder County juveniles with obesity increased dramatically in the 5 years from 16% to 27%. So more than a quarter of the rugrats in Boulder County, Colorado are fat asses. They're large asses. They're obese. Maybe they're eating the wrong things. Maybe the parents are feeding them the wrong things. Maybe some of them have the diabetes. Maybe some of them got something, you know, something genetically wrong with them. Maybe mom and dad are lard asses too. I don't know. Now, the county, Boulder County, has also implemented a 2 penny per ounce excise tax on beverages that have added sugar and sweeteners. Wait a minute. Added sugar? Okay, but added sweeteners?
Is there a correlation between using, I don't know. Hang on a moment. Excuse me. Had to take a sip of my Diet Coke. You know, it has artificial sweeteners in it. I made that choice. According to something called the Healthy Beverage Partnership, God, the Healthy Beverage Partnership, one sugary drink a day increases the risk of heart disease by 33%, the risk of diabetes by 25%, and the risk of experiencing obesity by 55%. Okay, then how about you do this, parents? How about you don't let your kids drink sugary drinks? No, instead, we honor restaurants for pledging to offer only low-sugar drinks. Oh, so they can still have sugar drinks, but just low-sugar drinks. The pledges were garnered through the work of something called Louisville Healthy Kids, a group of local doctors, dentists, and nonprofits, including Community Food Share and the American Heart Association. I would tell you let's see. Some of these places I think are kind of interesting because here's something called Murdoch's Tappan Tavern. Now, I don't know about you, but maybe you take your kids to the local sports bar. I don't know. There's a couple of taquerias and a Mexican place and some place called Waterloo where I guess kids go to meet their Waterloo. I don't know. But seriously, why aren't we asking parents? Or just trying to educate parents. Maybe parents are too stupid to know that if all your kids do is consume sugary drinks, they're going to turn into fat asses. How about we just teach parents? Or how about we just let parents make their own choices? No, sirree. See, now we're encouraging restaurants. And restaurants are going to do what? Not take away sugary drinks entirely. Just low sugar drinks. Good grief. So we came with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to the website, Michael Brown.
New evidence suggests there's a shadow candidate running for president of the United States. It's not Joe Biden. It's not Donald Trump. No one is talking about this third candidate yet. But based on this candidate's track record, their victory could mean sweeping changes to your way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Many conservatives will be shocked when this politician enters the race. Who is this shadow candidate? And how could they transform America? A respected money manager from Palm Beach just shared the details in a free video that's going viral online right now. In the video, he revealed the identity of this shadow candidate, the big election twist that could happen by August 19th, and the five steps you should take to prepare. Be advised, this man's election forecast is controversial, but it's a real eye-opener, and you can watch it for free right now by going to electiontwist3.com. Again, that's electiontwist3.com. electiontwist3.com, sponsored by the Freeport Society.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. World leaders around the globe wasting no time blaming the death of imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny on President Putin. BBC correspondent Sarah Rainsford.
Alexei Navalny was a man who dared to speak out in a country where dissent is dangerous. As news of the opposition activist's death spread, Russians gathered to remember him. No mass protest or public fury, just silent tributes at monuments to the victims of political repression. There were a handful of arrests. Mostly, though, people seemed stunned.
Also at townhall.com, United States is analyzing intelligence. Russia has the capability of an anti-satellite weapon.
The White House says there is no operational weapon and that such technology cannot directly cause physical destruction on Earth. But National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the threat is still troubling.
It could affect services here on Earth. There's no question about that. That's why we are taking this so seriously.
Kirby confirmed U.S. intelligence after the Republican head of the House Intelligence Committee issued a vague security warning about Russia this week. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at townhall.com, a judge in Northern California under investigation by an agency for alleged ethical violations.
Allegations include making anti-Semitic remarks when addressing a deputy public defender, failing to recuse himself from cases involving attorneys and other people he socialized with, sexually harassing women he socialized with, and others. The Humboldt County Superior Court judge is charged with 19 ethical violations by the California Commission on Judicial Performance. The judge has until February 22nd to respond to the commission. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
A huge online crime ring has been taken down by authorities in California.
9 people are being charged with 140 felonies, and that includes the woman who's been coordinating the crime ring in 21 California counties for the last decade. State Attorney General Rob Bonta says the woman hired people to steal items from makeup stores and then sell them on Amazon.
That is correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting, adding the nationwide loss totals estimated near $8 million, but the number could be much higher. President Biden's campaign embracing TikTok to court younger voters ahead of the election. But U.S. adults have mixed reviews about whether the video sharing app should even be operating in the country. A new poll recently finding now a 3-way split when it comes to banning that app. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Lawmakers in West Virginia pushing to make that state the 12th in the nation to ban smoking in cars with kids.
The state Senate passed a bill making it a misdemeanor to smoke in a vehicle with a child under 17. The bill goes to the House of Delegates, but people can't be pulled over just for smoking with a child present. West Virginia has the highest use of cigarette smoking among adults in the nation. The CDC says 11 states have that ban. John Scott reporting.
Hall of Fame basketball coach Lefty Driesell has died at his home in Virginia. His folksy drawl, though, belied a fiery on-court demeanor. He rebuilt a number of struggling college programs and won 786 games over 5 decades. Charles Lefty Driesell, dead at 92. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating.
Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, which is what you're doing right now. Appreciate you tuning in. Here's what I'd like for you to do. We have rules of engagement on this program. Yeah, we have rules just like everybody else. I'm just like the government. We got rules and regulations here, and I expect you to follow them. If you don't, we're going to come and get you. So first and foremost, if you want to interact with the program, which I know you do, you can always send me a text message. Now, you emphasize the word always because it doesn't make any difference when you're listening to the program live, you know, whether it's live or it's Memrex, I don't care. The number you text to is 33103, 33103. In the message box of whatever message app you're using, start your message with the word Mike or Michael. I don't care, either one. And then tell me anything or ask me anything. I read messages all the time, day in and day out. Don't always respond to every single one. Just get, which I'm very happy about, because we get way too many, but I read all of them. And they're fascinating. And I mean it sincerely. You can tell me anything and you can ask me anything. And sometimes, as my local audience knows, sometimes that can get me chasing a rabbit hole, which I'm prone to do because I have ADHD. The second thing is there's a website you need to mark down. Bookmark it on your computer. It's the URL, the web address is michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. Now, when you get there, you'll find things like an interactive map that shows you all the affiliates around the country when they air the program live. Some stations repeat the program. Other stations pick up, like here in Denver, my flagship station, Freedom 93.7 Real News Real Talk, carries it live, also repeats it later in the day, and then my other station that I am on during weekdays repeats the program on Sunday. So, man, you can get me all the time. So that's at michaelsaysgohere.com. You'll also find all the social media icons. I really would appreciate it. Go do it right now. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. All those icons are at michaelsaysgohere.com. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And then please subscribe to the podcast. I'm begging you to please subscribe to the podcast. Come on. When you search for the podcast in whatever podcast app you use, Apple Podcasts, iHeart, whatever it is, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. Because you're looking for The Situation with me. The Situation with Michael Brown. You hit the subscribe button. That gives you all of the weekday programs and the weekend program. So there you go. That's what you got to do. I'm going to do a story in a minute about government spending is soon going to exceed what we spend on national defense. Yes, the interest rate. Let's just pretend that the United States government is a typical household. And we've just been putting everything on the credit card. Inflation is so high we can't afford to maintain the lifestyle to which we become accustomed. So rather than cut expenses or rather than trying to realign our priorities, we just keep putting money on the credit card. Well, we will soon spend more on interest payments than we do on national defense. Yeah. Makes you feel safe, doesn't it? We can't build ships. I mean, we got to decide, are we going to build a ship or are we going to pay off the credit card? And what happens if we don't pay off the credit card? But before we do that, it's worth noting that while we are in horrible financial shape right now, the world itself, because of everything that we have done, well, I was going to say post-World War II, but that's really not fair. Everything that we have done since the founding of this nation, creating and proving to the rest of the world that man does not have to live in tyranny, that man can live in freedom, that man can create a social compact by which we will allow free markets and individual liberty and individual choices to flourish, that we can create the most amazing society ever in the history of mankind. And I don't, you may think I harp on this. I don't. Whatever you're doing right now, look around. Look around at everything around you. Maybe you're going to the grocery store today. Maybe you're going to some mall. Do people still go to malls? Whatever you're going to do doesn't make any difference to me. Look around and realize how lucky you have it. Even if right now you're struggling financially, even if right now you're worried about how you're going to do X, Y, or Z, even if you're worried about your kids, you're worried, whatever you're worried about, just take this moment in time and realize that everything around us is holy crap, this is amazing. You know, Malcolm Gladwell, who wrote the book The Tipping Point, that's kind of where he got his fame. He does a podcast, and as I was walking the dogs this morning, I was listening to an episode about how Silicon Valley became Silicon Valley. Why there? Why did this tech explosion not occur somewhere else? And it's a fascinating story. But even more fascinating than how, you know, Palo Alto or Mountain View, California became Silicon Valley, it's even more fascinating how Silicon Valley has completely changed everything in our lives. Look at the stupid phone you use. Look at your laptop. Maybe you have a tablet. Maybe you have an iPad. Maybe you have a desktop, whatever it is. Do you still have a landline? I mean, most people don't. We don't really have a landline anymore. Just with Xfinity /Comcast, as part of the package, we get, you know, a VoIP LAN, a voice over internet protocol phone number. I would cut it out, but by cutting it out, the cost of my package actually goes up. This is why cable companies are dying on the vine, because of stupid things like that. Hey, I don't want this service. Okay, well, we'll discontinue that service, but we're going to charge you more for everything else. Oh, thanks a lot. Bunch of dumbasses. So I want to go through things. Poverty, basic education, literacy, democracy, vaccination, and child mortality. And this comes from Our World in Data. If you want to follow along, go to the website ourworldanddata.org. And if you'll type in the world is 100 people over the last two centuries, you'll see what I'm talking about. Because we often hear from those people who want us to think that the world sucks. Well, that's if you just put your blinders on and you compare today to today. Yeah, we still have problems. But compared to 20 years ago, compared to 100 years ago, no. Compared to 200 years ago, no. Things have improved dramatically. Let's talk about poverty. Let's go back to 1820. In 18, now remember, this is if the world had 100 people, so that we can kind of wrap our head around the numbers. So just imagine the population of the world in 1820 is 100 people. 84 of those 100 people were living in extreme poverty, and only 16 were not living in extreme poverty. Now let's fast forward to 2018. I know it's 6 years ago, but this is the latest number for which we have data, so it's probably gotten even better. Now, remember, in 1820, 84 of those 100 people in the world lived in extreme poverty. Today, it's nine. Nine people. 76 are not in extreme poverty, but they're in some form of poverty, but there are 15 that are not living in poverty, and that's more than $30 a day. We've virtually eliminated extreme poverty in the world. Think about just basic education. Go back to 1820. Only 17 people just had basic education. Only 17 out of 100. 83 had not attained any education. Now, look around you, because I think there's still some of them hovering around us. But now fast forward to 2019. 86 of the 100 people living in the world have basic education or more. Only 14 have not attained any education. The whole world's gotten smarter. More people have access to education than ever in the history of mankind. Literacy. You know, for a republic like ours to succeed, you need to have an educated population, you need to have a literate population, and you need to have a population that understands the basic form of government and how we operate. Well, guess what the literacy rate was? You're listening to Weekend with Michael Brown. See, I'm not going to tell you. You're listening to Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Literacy.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Hey, Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws with delicious home-style options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite. Satellite for your internet installation today. 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes Satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Damien and I were just having a fascinating conversation about, does the phone make us dumber or smarter? And my kind of off the top of my head answer to him was, I think it depends on how we use it. So when you go back to this data about education, for example, back in 1820, only 7 people had a basic education. Today, it's 86% have a basic education or more. And we could go down a rabbit hole right now just on education about, but what are we teaching people? What are they learning? Are people too focused on social sciences and not enough on the physical sciences, the things like chemistry and engineering and all of that? Are we focusing on the wrong things? Are we teaching history? Are we teaching history right? And by right, I do mean, are we just teaching history? This is just what happened, like in the news, like I think the news should be. This is what happened today. You see, all of these things, depending on how you want to interpret or extrapolate from the data, depends on, I think, your point of view. My point of view is just going back to, I often talk about out-of-body experiences because there's this stupid phrase that they use in D.C. It's a catchphrase. Well, let's look at this issue from a 30,000-foot level. But there's some truth to that because I do believe that sometimes to get the proper viewpoint, the proper perspective about any particular issue, you have to take yourself and get out of the realm, get out of whatever that bubble is, and step away from it and look at everything surrounding it. And so that stupid phrase in D.C. that everybody throws around, but let's look at this issue from a 30,000-foot level, does have some merit. And what I'm doing here is looking at the world is 100 people from a 30,000-foot level. And basic education, people are at least in terms of basic education or more, that has just on a trend line got just shot straight up from only 17 to 86 having a basic education or more. Now, you have to drill down from that to say, well, how educated are they? What are they learning? Are they learning how to be functional members of society? Or are they just learning stupid stuff? Well, that depends. Because I think public education in this country is a hellhole. It's a total crap hole right now. And I know if you're a teacher and educator out there, don't start adding me. Don't start texting me. I understand that there are pockets of excellence everywhere. But writ large, again, at 30,000-foot level, public education is failing this country. But still, from a historical perspective, we're still better off than we've ever been. Maybe we just need to focus on, okay, but are we educating people on the right things? That's always the basic question. Literacy, as I said, was the next topic. In 1820, only 12 people out of 100 were able to read, which means 88 people out of 100 were not even able to read. Today, that number is like basic education. 86 out of 100 people in the world are now able to read. Literacy, starting in about the 1900s, just zoomed upward. But still, depending on how I want to perceive, how I would want to present this, well, 86% are now able to read. There's still 14%, which I think is a huge number. Even though it's dramatically improved, still 14% of the population in the world is not even able to read. If they're not able to read, they're not able to function in a society. So if they live in a crap hole country, this is really the point. If those 14 people live in a crap hole country, they live in Yemen, they live in the Gaza Strip, they live in Venezuela, they live in Cuba, they can never overcome that tyranny. Democracy, a good swerve into democracy. And I'm going to use the term democracy here, not in the literal sense, because democracies always fail. But I'm going to use it in the sense that this is a term where people have an opportunity to exercise power and control over their government. In 1820, this is fascinating to me, in 1820, only one out of those 100 people lived in a democratic form of government. Today, are you ready? Oh, it's improved, but barely. 56 out of those 100 live in a so-called, air quote here, democracy, a democratic form of government, but 44 are not. And I bet if we were to get data going forward from 2015 into 2024, we would see that that cloak of tyranny is beginning to drop around more and more people, which means it is growing around more and more people. And that's where we get to this country today. Because the way I see this country today is that that cloak of tyranny is beginning to drop even further around all of us, and it's because we are now going through the third term of Barack Obama and his fundamental transformation of this country. I thought about this, and then a friend of mine this morning, frankly my lawyer, Andy, sent me this article talking about how catastrophic Biden's presidency has been to Western civilization. And with the death of Alexei Navalny in a Siberian gulag, it's even worse. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103, that cloak of tyranny.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Still running high, how do you preserve the value of your dollars? Do what I've always done and buy gold and silver. Global Gold Investments has an absolutely free gold guide that I want you to read. It's a great guide for buying gold, including how to convert your IRA or other savings to a gold IRA, tax and penalty free. Global Gold Investments is my source for buying gold and silver. Call 855-910-GOLD or go online, michaelbrowngold.com. That's michaelbrowngold.com.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. This invisible threat is house stealing. Con artists pick a house. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO, and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
John Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairers will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at HavenHumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. I sincerely appreciate you tuning in. So go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Follow me on social media, which Jamie and I were just mocking and making fun of social media. But follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You know, here's the deal about following me on Twitter. If you follow me on Twitter, because I use a lot of lists. I've got lists of people that drive me nuts, which I put Damien on. I've got lists of people that I consider to be credible news sources. I have lists of people I think are funny. I have lists of people that I think are experts in their field. And so I try to manage Twitter as opposed to Twitter managing me. But I would like for you to follow me on Twitter because I like the interaction, too, with people that I know are listening to me or reading or following me on those social media sites. But I want to go back for just a moment to the death of Alexei Navalny. Now, before I don't want to get into the details of that. I might do that in the next hour. But right now, I want you to think about here is the leading dissident in Russia, the one major threat to Vladimir Putin and his autocracy, his dictatorship. And he dies. If you go back 3 or 4 years ago, Joe Biden, the current president of the United States of America, said that if Navalny died in prison under Putin's watch, there would be consequences. Joe Biden also said that if the Houthis kept, you know, shooting rockets and bombs and whatever else at U.S. military facilities in the Middle East or to our assets in the Mediterranean Sea or the Red Sea, that if the Houthis kept doing that or the Iranians kept, you know, giving them the material to do that, there would be consequences. Joe Biden has said many times about many things that there will be consequences. There have been no consequences. Oh, we shot some rockets back, but the Houthis continue to attack. We told Vladimir Putin that there would be consequences if Navalny died in prison, but there have been none. There are never any consequences. And as I've used I've used the example ad nauseum about the kid in the grocery store who's throwing a fit or the kid in the restaurant who's throwing the fit, and the parents, rather than there being consequences like, okay, we're going home, we're leaving, I would rather see a mother with a full grocery cart. And I know for the mother this is tough. But mother, if you want your kid to grow up to be a decent citizen, this is what you have to do. The kid's throwing a fit. Well, you have problems already to begin with because if this is a continuing problem, then you have some problems yourself. But just leave the grocery cart. You know, there are people in the grocery store that will take that cart when they see it abandoned, and they will go restock all of those items. I know, sucks to be them, but that's their job. But you're better off just taking that kid and putting the kid in the car and going home and putting the kid without any devices in his room alone to contemplate the consequences of his behavior. You know that. I know that. But guess what? That same principle applies to nation states. In this country, you go back to Neville Chamberlain in World War II, who flew from London to Berlin to meet with Adolf Hitler and came back and told the British people that, hey, this is a guy we can deal with. He's not so bad. We just need to understand where he's coming from. And the next thing you know, London's being bombed. Appeasement never works. And we're living in a world today where appeasement is everywhere. And that appeasement is destroying Western civilization. And that gets to the point where Douglas Murray in the London Telegraph, a double check, has a story headlined this way: Joe Biden's catastrophic presidency represents the final surrender of the West. And the subhead is this: America and Britain have been too sated by peace We reward those who undermine us while neglecting true friends. Do you know people like that in your life? Do you know that when you're facing trouble, and the people that, oh man, I've experienced this in my life, the people that you thought were friends, and suddenly they're nowhere to be seen. You know from that point on, you can no longer trust them. Quite frankly, in my case, I no longer consider them friends. Even though they have reached out to me subsequent to that crisis and said, well, you know, I'm sorry, but you know, I was doing X, Y, Z. I'm like, yeah, well, you know, a friend, you know, it wasn't like your mother was dying. It wasn't like your wife was involved in a car accident. It wasn't like, you know, you were about to be fired from your job. In fact, you had the kind of job where you had flexibility where you could have come and helped me, but you failed to do so. You're no longer my friend. And I have eliminated those people from my life. Well, that happens on the world stage too. Douglas Murray wrote this. The death of Alexei Navalny in Siberia should be a reminder to the democracy of the world. Not all countries play nice. Some, like Putin's Russia, play very nasty indeed. And while we in democracies should, of course, keep to our own standards, we should not be capable of being outflanked or outsmarted by the world's despotisms and tyrannies. Yet that is precisely what is happening at the moment. They see this president, and they see that he is weak, and that he is an appeaser. They see that he's not really in control. Now, I don't want to go down the rabbit hole right now of his state of mind and his physical capabilities, because it's much broader than that. His physical infirmities are just one aspect of the entire presidency of Joe Biden, because the entire presidency of Joe Biden is one of total appeasement, total capitulation to whatever is going on. Murray writes that it is not just that Putin is entrenching his power inside Russia and attempting to push his forces ever forward in Ukraine. It is that wherever you look around the world, the unfree states seem to be advancing and the free states are in peril. Have you heard the news? And again, the cabal is complicit in this. Now, I know if you listen to me locally, you've probably heard this. But are you aware that both Japan and the United Kingdom, two of our strongest, most important allies, have entered a recession? Their growth is actually negative. They have a negative gross domestic product. We should pay attention to that. We should recognize, go back to the headline, the United States government will soon spend more on interest payments than defense. The news broke this week that inflation had ticked back upward. But everybody from the government, everybody in the cabal, the government, the ruling elite, the tech giants, everybody tried to convince you, no BFD. That's no big deal. It was just a slight, you know, 0.2%, 0.1%, whatever it was. But that's not the point. The point is, yes, we may have gone from, you know, 9%, 10%, 12% inflation down to 2%, 3%, or 4% inflation, not counting the stuff we really use. But inflation that they count is actually ticking back upward. And you know, based on your own household expenses, that you know the things that you actually spend money on just to survive are ticking back upward. The point is, what we're seeing to our east and to our west, Japan and the United Kingdom are entering a recessionary period. Inflation is high. The cost of their government is soaring. And the tax revenues are lagging behind. We don't have a tax problem in this country. We don't have a revenue problem. We make a boatload of money in this country on taxes. We just spend it all on the wrong things. And now we're going to spend more, even more and more and more on interest. In the Middle East, going back to Douglas Murray, he writes, in the Middle East, the revolutionary Islamist government in Iran is managing to successfully wage a war on multiple fronts. Through its proxies in Gaza, Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, and Yemen, it is threatening Israel's security. I haven't gotten to the Indo-Pacific region yet. Someone texted me as I was discussing a similar topic on the weekday program, that we're already in a World War III, we just haven't recognized it yet. I kind of agree with that. I mostly disagree with it. And I mostly disagree with it right now because everything's being done by proxy. And that does make a difference because it means, much like prior to our entry into World War II, we're playing on the edges. We're playing on the periphery. But does it mean that we might be slipping into it? Do you have serious question? Then I'll take a break. Serious question. Do you see the current administration and the current commander-in-chief capable of rising to the occasion if indeed our allies are attacked either by Russia or by the Iranians or by the communist Chinese? Do you see this presidency being able, capable, and willing to fight that off? And that comes with a second question. Or do you prefer to ignore that? And if the rest of the world goes to hell in a handbasket, just leave us alone because it's not going to affect us. What's your answer? Text the word Michael, Michael, 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Follow me on social media. What's your answer?
New evidence suggests there's a shadow candidate running for president of the United States. It's not Joe Biden. It's not Donald Trump. No one is talking about this third candidate yet. But based on this candidate's track record, their victory could mean sweeping changes to your way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Many conservatives will be shocked when this politician enters the race. Who is this shadow candidate? And how could they transform America? A respected money manager from Palm Beach just shared the details in a free video that's going viral online right now. In the video, he reveals the identity of the shadow candidate, the big election twist that could happen by August 19th, and the five steps you should take to prepare. Be advised, this man's election forecast is controversial, but it's a real eye-opener, and you can watch it for free right now by going to electiontwist3.com. Again, that's electiontwist3.com. electiontwist3.com, sponsored by the Freeport Society.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Be sure to go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com, and be sure and subscribe to the podcast. We're talking about Douglas Murray, and we're talking about how, in general, the world is just, while we have all these wonderful things, this is why I started out this entire hour talking about how the rate of literacy has just plummeted, yet still 14% of the people in the world are illiterate. How education, 80-some percent, I think it's like 82%, I think, of the world's population has some degree of basic education. But still, that means that 18% do not. And that the world's democracies have increased, but only to the point where democratic governments only account for 56% of the population of the world lives in some sort of democratic form of government. 44% do not. That's not very good. It points out the reality that we have to struggle and fight to keep freedom and liberty every single day. And I think in this country, going back to the whole discussion about education, going back to the whole discussion about at the end of the first hour, I told you a story about coming out of Louisville, Colorado, where the Boulder County Health Department, that's the county where this town sits, suburb of Denver, between Denver and Boulder, Colorado, 16 restaurants have, now the news headline was, they've taken sugary drinks off the kids' menus. And the Boulder County Health Department is, singing the hallelujah chorus for them. When in fact, that's really not true. They took mostly sugary drinks. There's still sugary drinks on the menu. But my point was, where are the parents? All the parents have to do is tell the child, no, you cannot have that. You have to have this instead. You have to have milk, or you have to have, iced tea, or you have to have water. No. we'll have the restaurant limit the choices so the parents don't have to. You see, as a nation, we have to. We have to make these decisions. We can't allow other people to make those choices for us. Go back to Douglas Murray. He writes that it's the Iranian Houthi proxies, the latest object of adoration for Britain's pro-Palestine movement, are targeting British and American vessels in the Red Sea. Think about that juxtaposition. While the Houthis, supposedly in support of the Palestinians, or for that matter, actually in support of Hamas, to be precisely correct, while the Houthis are attacking British and American ships, servicemen, and outposts in the Middle East, there are people in the United Kingdom and in this country that are protesting, as they have a right to do, in support of those terrorist organizations. But we don't educate. Goes back to education. Really, you support a terrorist organization? You must be some kind of stupid. You really must be some kind of stupid. Murray points out that other proxies have even dared to carry out a deadly attack on American troops inside Jordan. All of this has been responded to with a small degree of surgical precision, but absolutely no significant deterrence, apart from in Israel's near-completed war against Hamas. That is such a significant point. While Israel actually does what needs to be done, and yes, there are civilian casualties, and yes, I feel sorry for the civilian casualties, but if you're going to eliminate an existential threat, such as Hitler was, or as Imperial Japan was, there will be civilian casualties. But Israel knows that for its country to continue to exist, it must do what now many European nations, and in particular the United States of America, is objecting to the Israelis doing because, oh my gosh, guess what? Some civilians might be killed. That's appeasement. And that's not the willingness to stand up for what needs to be done. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Subscribe to that podcast. More Douglas Murray next.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DINOVITE.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. This invisible threat is house stealing. Con artists pick a house. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO, and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.